that has nothing to do with this one. Now, we don't know about why a TK device works, and we don't know why the device from Lithuania that I was also seeing works, and to Andrea.
So are you suggesting that there could be a similar factor involved with a sporadic e-cloud and some of these other, let me call them European experiments? Is that what you're suggesting, Wes?
It is one of the suggestions, because if we could create somehow the Lorentz fan, which is a certain relative velocity between the electric charges and magnetic field, then we have a speeding particles at a certain speed, and that we could utilize to produce the access of the energy. Now, just to correct, I've seen the device that does not use any power supply, just one impulse, 1 second, but that was TK. Now, the other device that I have seen in Lithuania, and I was working on it, that one uses few watts of power. It was approximately 3 watts of power. And before I've seen that, this device was working with 60 watts. That was when I've seen that while I was on Skype. 60 watts, 100 watts, 150 watts, and then 600 watts. Then later on, I heard that IDAS was trying that with 1 kilowatt. When I went to Lithuania, we were trying 100 watts on it, and it was full brilliant. So TK just drive the device on in front of my eye. I mean, not him, his guy. One single impulse, 1 second only. The device was working for 30 minutes, and it could work longer. The only thing is that I had to go to the plane. It was last night, tonight at his place, and to exchange.
Yeah, that sure is exciting sounding stuff. And to your knowledge, have very many quantitative measurements been made? Yes, the light bulb is lighting, that's quantitative. But the many light bulbs and the many watts of output. Have oscilloscopes been connected to see the actual waveforms on the light bulb, to your knowledge?
No, a TK experiment's not, but Westall invested. I would say John would agree with me. Just to make the experiment happen, easy over $100,000. Just to check it out. Easy. But John would say millions. Because make that all of this Faraday cage and everything. Now, this 100 kilowatts of power was driven two motors. John, pick up.
Yes, Dick, the work they did there was extensive. Full copper shield on that room. They had at least $70,000 worth of switchgear that I've seen in that photograph, if that photograph is accurate. And those motors were spinning. And you don't move motors on phantom current. So, don't know what was going on there, but looks good. And that was 100,000 watts.
And another thing is that they have never said that the device doesn't work. So my speculation only is Westall might have just simply photographed. They photographed everything. They didn't allow TK to make the photographs on himself. But he was able to manage a few minutes video on it. And the video shows everything what's going on over there. But they might simply deal with Arabs. I'm sorry. With oil guys, whoever. Let me drop. And try to push them for billions of dollars to pay for keeping the mouth shut. That's the major goal. And to exit.
Does sound like some complicated politics involved.
Dick, by the way, those motors had no load on them. They were just spinning shaft free.
Yeah, which is a little bit difficult to quantify. How many watts were really going into the motors while they're spinning shaft-free? An extremely efficient motor with no load could be relatively low in
the moment that the power of the battery is disconnected. There is no external power source over there. Now you're driving 100 kilowatt motors on it. Let's say they're working using 40 kilowatts only. That's crazy enough to be happy.
In one of the YouTube videos that I saw, I did see this approximately 1.5 foot cubic box, plexiglass box, that I guess it was TK operating with.
Yeah, that is being called aquarium.
Okay, he had the aquarium. He was holding it in his hand. I think he put it on a table, connected a ground wire to a water faucet, took a 9-volt battery, plugged it into an opening in the aquarium, and then from then on lit up a large number of pretty big light bulbs for quite a period of time.
5,000 watts.
And I think you're saying that's the one that you saw operating for a half hour before you had to get on the plane?
Oh, that's not the one. He made a device from 4 p.m. When he got conscious. So he got medical help, he got the shot, and he gained conscious. He called the guy, the guy came in, he said, you're going to make the device for Wesley. So the guy assembled the device, but I wasn't there when he was assembling that. And I was called then to the place, we came to the place, and there was 200 watts, which I requested only 200 watts. I then requested 5 kilowatts at that time. So he used the battery charges for 1 second. Everything is photographed, everything is videoed, so there is a documentation of it. The device worked for 30 minutes from one single impulse of 1 second with no external power supply. And to
exchange. That sure sounds awfully good. Of all the things that you've seen or seen photographs, is there one of those that you're duplicating, or you're making your own version, which is a combination of some of those? What is it that you're constructing, Wes? Go ahead.
Well, basically, when I came from TK, I mean, TK shortly after that, after giving the order, he again fell asleep. And for the morning, he was sick after what happened in the plane. But that I'm not going to discuss any longer in here. So I was okay. I was okay. I had this therapy. So TK couldn't really respond. I didn't have a secret. But I came back and I started to think about it. And of course, there is Arunas and Idas and plenty of other guys right now because everything is open source. I'm not hiding it. I'm not stupid enough to do it. Let me jump. So I started to think how that works. Then we got together, Idas, Arunas, and me, and we were on the internet. The Idas was having a device that never worked before. That all based on Caduceus coil. What is that you're having a problem with? Well, he said, you know what? The ferrite is getting cut in one very narrow place inside the Caduceus. So I said, put two ferrites together, one along the other, and put the dividing paper in it to interrupt the magnetic flux. So he put that structure inside. He said, you know what? I'm getting the response. So I said, put another secondary spark up. He had only one spark up after the pickup coil. We weren't dealing with that time with the coil capacitor. He did said, and he said, you know what? I have a light from the light bulb. Then Aruna said, you know what? Let me just drive the generator. And he was over the internet driving generator at Ida's house, which is the Lithuania in England. So then he said, you know what, connect the capacitor across the caduceus coil, leaving one leg open, just the center top and the one on the left-hand side nearby the caduceus end. Then he said, put a diode also on it. Then this is how we've got. And he says, well, 60 watts is for brilliance. I say, show it. So he showed it. That was the first video that I have made. And it didn't look like full brilliance, but then he said, I have a very precise microscopic camera, camera microscope that has a very strong backlight compensation. Then he said, you know what, I'm changing it to 150 watts. Then he said, I'm changing it to 600 watts. And we were amazed. I wasn't there yet in Lithuania. Then I was sad, we went out, and he said, you know what, I would try it with one kilowatt. So we have a documentation up to 600 watts. Now, the 1,000 watts was only his claim. So when I came to Lithuania, we start first 3 days to play with the yoke device, because 2 weeks later, we tried the yoke device. And also, we've got the results. Now, because we didn't have a proper instrumentation, my WaveTech died because of the Chinese crap transformer, and their generators were just 2 kilowatts, 2 megahertz generators, and we couldn't really tune to the new frequency of the magnetization. So we dropped that idea, and we came back to Kadushas, and with the Kadushas we were playing practically 20 hours a day for another 2 days, right? Well, 2.5 days. And we've got that far. We were able to... The guy is either extremely fast. I mean, we had the 6 people, we winded the coin capacitor within 2 hours or 3 hours, everything. So, you know, right now we have a tiger from Kazakhstan who repeat that, and he even went further. We have either from Lithuania who did that. We have one fellow who is very close right now in England, and we have me in United States of America. This thing is unstoppable. I mean, whether I'm delusional or not, it's going to happen. And to Asian.
When those guys were able to do that work so fast, is that because they knew exactly what they're building? They built something similar to that once before? Wes, go ahead.
Every one of them has years of investigating of so-called free energy, on-top energy devices of any kind, especially Donald Smith. Donald Smith is very similar to Capenaze. The only difference between Donald Smith and Capenaze is Capenaze does not require any external power supply. It requires initial power energy. The Donald Smith requires few watts of power, and is giving a significant kilowatts of power out. Right now, at this particular moment, as we speak, Tiger from Lithuania and from Kazakhstan is producing 3 kilowatts of power. So, you know, the change is coming. I mean, it does not mean that it doesn't exist, but it might be that 2 months pass by and we have a revolution and to exist.
Time will tell, as they say. It's quite a story. Have any of these guys been involved previously with rotary magnetic machinery? Wes, go ahead.
No, none of them. They don't believe in it. I mean, that they say it might be there or something, but this is too primitive for them to even bother and to exist.
Understand. Okay. What is next for you?
Play with the device, as we, others are playing with the device. About 10,000 people around the world are already notified. They have all of the secrets of the device. Of course, those guys are in the subject for many years. They are not amateurs. Plenty of them are scientists or people with a high degree of engineering in electrical science. They are not stupid people. I'm one of the top guys in that area because of the lab and my involvement, but it doesn't mean that I'm the smartest. I do not reserve any right for myself, and I'm not stupid enough to follow the route of Stanley Mayer. who was unfortunately is no longer with us. Secret is dangerous. Don't put the secret. You're going to leave. And maybe you're going to have some benefit of manufacturing the device if it becomes available, one of the first ones. And to XGN.
Understand. Okay. So I think you've gone about as far as you can with your fluke, and the fluke is not able to go any further with the waveform it can produce when it's loaded by the Glenn Clans transformer. Is that true?
No, I had the just preliminary switching of a connection between the fluke and my device, which was only partially assembled at that time. There was no log on it. So the impedance if you don't have a load on the Glenn's transformer, the coupling is different. Now, my understanding is that we have a current amplifier and we have a voltage amplifier. I was trying to understand how can I build a current amplifier, but we went then to the thyristors, the MOSFET, which is a beautiful thing. I was using MOSFET switch a year ago when I was 1.5 years ago when I was trying to switch the primer of the flyback transformer. Now in Lithuania we didn't use any of it. We just used the flyback transformer. What I'm trying to do is go the way that nobody went before me, because nobody had an access to high voltage controllable wave shape. And by that token, probably go much further than others could go. And since I'm not making any secrets of it, that's why I appreciate your help and Glenn has help and anybody else in this area. I mean, with me or without me, doesn't matter, it is going to happen sooner or later. And to XGN.
Hey, John. Have you noticed that Wes seems to have enthusiasm for this? Do you think he needs any more enthusiasm? What do you think, John?
No, all hard workers, when they're driven, they have that passion. No, I don't think he needs any more enthusiasm. He's got enough. Back to you, Dick.
Wait, one more thing. Remember what I told you. 1 year ago, I've seen it on my desk, 2.75 watts. And the light bulb, 150 watts, that burn up within 8 seconds. And then one of the members of this club, and I'm going to mention the name, very much known, said that I'm delusional. And the stupidity of mine was that I disassembled it, because I said to myself, the way that few friends of mine told me that you cannot really work on the bunch of wires and nothing steady. You're going to have a steady structure. That's what I built. And that's what you guys like. Yes, it's really good, a piece of good job that I'm doing right now. Something that is steady and gives me for repeatedness of the measurement. Let me jump. After that, I really heavily invested into the lab. Yes, it was easy. You could buy expensive equipment for pennies if you were lucky. $20, $50, $100 for something that cost thousands of dollars. Yes, that was a good time. Not now. Now it's very difficult. Everything raised up. But anyhow, it is not an enthusiasm. I've seen it. Okay, I'm delusional. So I'm going to TK. Oh, he showed me that. No, I'm less delusional. Then I contacted with Aruna Zenaidas, and I've seen that. No, I'm going to Lithuania. I got to see it. Oh, now I'm even less delusional. You know what I'm saying? It is just me trying to correct myself whether this is only the optimist or this is just progress of scientific acquiring of the knowledge and analysis. I mean, we have had with John a plenty of philosophical and psychological subjects that we discuss. At least three times I have asked John what he thinks about my soberness or state of my mind in this area, because one thing is either somebody is not only delusional but is schizophrenic, or maybe somebody is really logical in a sense. John, pick up.
Well, Wes, I don't think anybody has the right to judge what you're doing. Listen, people told Edison he was crazy and that it wasn't going to work out. And I'm sure Dick has been told a few times that certain things weren't going to work out. But we'll see. You're going to keep plugging away. Over to you, Dick.
Yes, I've run into a couple of occasions when I was told, don't do this, it's not going to work. And one of the best awards I've ever gotten was one of those situations. I'm going to have to leave you guys because I'm getting tired. It's a little bit late, even though I'm a late person. I'm not that late. There's more to follow. 73, you all. And keep hacking away at it. Bye-bye for now. This was TechNet number 1,300. And what's the number here? 1,379. Craziness. The total number of hours that have been put into a TechNet over the 29 years. It must be a labor of love. Be kind to each other. See you guys down the log. K2RIW clear.
K2ADV.
Good night, Dick, and thank you for your time. KC2WGV.
Good night, Dick. Thank you very much. Len, if you still listening, thank you very much for your help. Breaking station, pick up.
K2ADV. Good night, Dick. 7-3. That was an interesting session I listened into. And now I'd like to lighten things up. Who'd like to answer a dumb question for a newbie?
It would be John.
First of all, Happy New Year, guys. John's still staying up for a little bit?
Jeffy, what's your question? K2L.
Oh, if anybody's got a minute to go on QRZ and look up my call sign and see a picture of my house, I have an idea for an antenna. I mean, just before I buy anything, I want to know if I have a possibility of making it work.
Give us your call letters phonetically.
Kilo 2, Alpha, Delta, Victor.
Assuming that shadow of the Manhattan skyline isn't your house.
Negative. I took that with a little Minox camera. Just one of my favorite pictures. It was only about a week before they were gone.
I see a three-story wooden structure.
Roger that. That'd be me. Brick on the bottom, wood on top. Here's my question. Right at the peak of the roof, on the right-hand side where the driveway is, I'm going to put an eave mount with a 10-foot pole. And on that 10-foot pole, I plan on putting an Alpha Delta DXCC fan dipole antenna and then tying one off in the yard and the other end onto that light pole, because that tree is going to be gone, and they'll be about 10 feet off the ground, the ends of an inverted V. Should that suit me well? And by the way, the pole is on the north side of the house, and the back of the house is facing south.
Well, your antenna's going to work well, but you might not own that pole, and when service people come by periodically, is it possible they're going to remove your antenna from the pole?
That presents a possibility. Of course, the antenna would be tied off to the pole with some nylon rope, so they'd probably just cut the rope, and when they leave, I'd put it back.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, but definitely that will work. It'll put you on the air. That's too bad that tree is going to go away. I guess the tree has died?
Yeah, the tree is kind of dead. It will get some leaves on it. There are actually three trees in front of the house, but two of them fell in the last storms, and this one's kind of rickety, so it's probably going to go. As you can see, there's not much left of it.
Is the bottom of it fairly solid, or do you think it's hollow?
Well, judging by the other trees they took apart, the inside, probably about maybe an 8-inch diameter of the inside of the stumps of those trees have like a hole in them, and it's like soft, mushy material.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to survive the next great big windstorm, does it, John? Yeah, that's going to work, without a doubt. And it's not the end of the world when they cut it down, because it's a victimless crime, if you know what I mean. Yes, you're using a pole as a support, and it's something that you don't own. But if that's in the back of the house, what does that normally support? Is there something on top of that? Is that a light fixture? What is that?
The pole on the front of the house is a street lamp. And if you look towards the back of the house, I have a garage there, which I plan on tying off the other end. There is, you can, if you look just behind the garage, there's a utility pole back there, and that's just filled with phone lines and cable TV lines. But I don't think I need to go that far, because they only need, according to their instructions, the end of the inverted V should be about 10 feet above the ground, so I can tie off on the garage.
And the exact altitude is not that critical. Am I looking at the front of your house in that picture?
That is the front of the house, Dick.
Okay, so that pole is therefore on the street, visible every day, and you're about to use that for a support. I'm a little worried that they're not going to leave your antenna there very long, John.
Yeah, out here in Queens, I don't think too many people care. But, I mean, I could always put it on the tree until it's gone and then try the pole. But it's the only place I could tie off on the front. I don't have any other ideas unless you could look at that and give me another idea.
No, your idea is a good one.
Another quick question. On that antenna, it's coax fed. The coax shouldn't be radiating anything, correct? Because I have a G5RV that's in the attic right now, and on the G5RV antenna, the of it is actually part of the antenna, and you can't have that laying down. It needs to be standing straight up. But I don't believe to be that. I don't believe that to be so on the fan dipole, according to what I read. So when that when antenna goes up there on that eave mount, right, probably about 4 feet below the peak, there's access to a window behind the siding on the house, and that's where I want to bring the antenna lead in.
I think your antenna lead is going to be coax. And all you've got to do is put a few turns of coax, a coil of coax at the end taped together very close to the antenna. That's a poor man's choke if you don't want to put a real balloning structure. So one way or another, creating a ballon is the only thing that stops current from flowing down the outside of the coax. Other than that, the outside of the coax will be slightly hot, John. Go ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, it said in the instructions to wind up about 8 coils of coax in about an 8-inch diameter circle and try to keep them parallel, and that would be a choke.
And you've got a lot of different ways you can make that choke. There's nothing magic about the exact diameter, the exact number of turns, and so on. There's a lot of freedom there. I'm going to have to leave you, John. Bye-bye for now.
QEO.
Thank you for the help. Appreciate it. Was that Richie I heard in there?
Hey, J.D. Dick, before you go, when I told J.D. was at my house, and I think you got the idea from me, but I told him to get the coax and to get the Alpha Delta, just put a half wave up at the lowest frequency he can get and feed it with open wire line to a tuner. I actually think it's better.
I know you've had a lot of success with that, and so... not a bad suggestion. It's got history. I gotta leave you guys. Bye-bye for now.
7-3, Dick. Good night, and thank you for the help. Richie, you think I should just use a piece of bare wire like you got?
Absolutely. The only difference is you'll need... Do you have an antenna tuner? And I don't mean the one in the rig. You're going to need an outboard tuner. You'll have to tune it for each band, but it'll work as well or better.
Yeah, I have an AT897 auto tuner, and I plan on getting an MFJ auto tuner.
Okay, as long as the tuner has a balanced output, not a coax output, but in addition to a coax output, a balanced output, you can run open wire line, it'll work fine. I've been doing, as I showed you, I've been doing it for a number of years, it works great.
So now, if you're looking at my, I don't know if you're by a computer, if you're looking at my house, could I tie that open wire line onto a lamp pole?
No, the open wire line goes in the center. You're still going to tie your wire off. You center insulator instead of coax. It'll be in the center. You're going to put open wire line, just space it away from the house a few inches and bring it in.
Oh, when you say open wire, you mean the ladder line?
That's right.
And then what do you use for the long sections of the antenna, and could I tie those off onto the lamp pole?
Yeah, any kind of wire you got. You could use bare antenna wire, you can use insulated wire, doesn't matter. Same thing, put insulators at the end and run rope, you know, to the pole.
Okay, one more question here. So, how high do those ends need to be off the ground? Because on the antenna I was looking at, it's 10 feet. So if I come 10 feet off of that pole on the ground, it's really not going to interfere with anybody on the sidewalk. I know that your line is quite low on the fence over there, and I couldn't possibly go that low in the front of the house.
J.D., it's not all critical. 10 feet is fine.
And then all I need to do, the ladder line, now the ladder doesn't have to come straight down. That could just go right into the house, right, to that ballon?
Try to go right to the ballon. And down the side of the house, just space it away from the house. You saw what I did. I used television insulators that I bought in Radio Shack. Just space it out a few inches. And I showed you the kind of power I put into it. It works fine. It works fine. Now, with the center, you may have forgotten I told you, the center insulator you can get for about $12. It's called the WA1 SSL Ladder Lock, spelled LADDERLOC. They got it at AES. I think they have it at HRO. I know AES has it. A WA1 SSL ladder lock. You need that. You need two end insulators and the wire.
Hey, J.D.?
Go ahead.
That siding, is that aluminum or vinyl?
Aluminum.
Any concern about running ladder line down aluminum siding?
Not at all, Bernie. The insulation. The modern ladder line is got, you know, insulation on it. The ladder line of years ago was bare wire with wooden pegs holding it out. Believe me, you can commit murder with that ladder line. I mean, I wouldn't put it up against the siding. I told him this the other day. Space it a couple of inches away, he's fine.
Okay, I just wanted to double check. J.D., did you hear my comment earlier about if the tree goes down, you might want to put a flagpole up?
No, repeat that again, Bernie.
I'm very much against the light pole idea, so I would recommend use the tree until the tree's gone. And when the tree's gone, maybe you need a flagpole. Maybe you need to be a little more patriotic in your front yard.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I don't know if I'm allowed to actually put a flagpole there. That's actually city property where the tree is.
Put it just inside the sidewalk. Hang a big flag on it. Put a POW flag underneath that and dare somebody to come tell you to remove it.
That's an idea. Bernie, you still have the picture of my house up right now?
Affirmative.
Okay, if you look in the front of the house, there's a bedroom window, like a double bedroom window, surrounded by the siding. If you look carefully up that window, you look in the side, dark shaded area, there's a window actually behind that inside the attic. And on the other side of the house that I plan on putting the antenna on, Richie, listen to this too. If I use the lap, what I would be doing is off that little mast that I would make, that lap come in through those slots where that aluminum siding are in the attic and then come down into my shack.
Fine, J.D. It would work very well.
Okay, Richie, he's not going to be, he's literally going to be right up against the aluminum siding there.
Yeah, but the ladder line's not going to be shorting out. It's got insulation, and it's going to be just such a small distance. It's a minute fraction of a quarter wave. I mean, if he ran many, many feet of it up against the siding, he'd have a problem. But spacing it away from the siding and just going through that flat, I've done that myself.
Okay, I understand. I've just heard so many horror stories from the old-timers about problems with ladder line and round metal objects.
Yeah, the ladder line of years ago was bad wire with wooden pegs. The stuff they got today is much better.
Yeah, and if I put a piece of convoluted tubing over it where it goes between the siding, then the siding won't touch it at all. You know, it won't have a chance of rubbing or cutting through and causing a short chafing the wire. Another question. How long do the ends need to be, Rich, that get tied down? How long do I need to make them? I probably want to go up to 80 meters, if I could.
Okay, you want to be... The inverted V should be a half wave on the lowest frequency, which means 130 feet total, like 65 feet on the side. That's what it should be. Mine is only 110. Remember I told you the other day, each leg is 55 feet. I had to cheat a little bit because I don't have the room, and it works fine.
Roger that. Yeah, I was looking at the Alpha Delta just because, like, it's already designed already, and I'm so new at it. It's like doing all of that work and then screwing it up. I don't want to screw it up, but you're giving me ideas with the wire because it's a whole lot cheaper.
Not only is it cheaper, it's better. You know what? Get the stuff, I'll come by. You know, it's hard for me to get around and walk, but you're only 5 minutes from me. I'll come by, and I'll try and help you, show you what to do. But what you want to do is get, you want to get three things. You want to get this WA1 FFL ladder lock. You want to get about, I would say, you're probably not going to need more than 150 feet of antenna wire. You're going to need the ladder line. I don't know how much you need to get into the house. And end insulators.
This antenna tuner I'm picking up can handle balanced or unbalanced line. It has a 4-to-1 balun in it. Will that work?
Yep, certainly will. That's exactly what you need.
So any flagpole installers around, Bernie?
I got a post hole digger I'll lend you, and Home Depot sells concrete.
You know, I was looking through this hand stuff, and there's a company called DX Engineering that makes an antenna that's a flagpole. It's actually disguised as a flagpole.
Yeah, affirmative. First, two comments on that. Number one, the DX Engineering guys are real straight shooters. Their main business is actually race car chassis parts, and they started getting into ham stuff because the owner of the business is a ham. And a lot of those brackets and stuff they make, a lot of their antennas and things they resell, you know, stuff from the manufacturer. But a lot of the hardware and stuff they actually manufacture themselves, and it is good stuff. Regarding the flagpoles, yeah, the guys down in Florida in the communities, the planned communities with CCRs, they love those things because, you know, who's going to say you can't have a flag?
Yeah, Roger that. That might be an idea for the future when the tree goes down. Hey, Rich, so I need a WA1 FFL ladder lock. What else? What else is on that list?
I'm not sure how long you're going to make it. You're probably not going to make the total antenna more than 150 feet. So figure how much wire you need and how much ladder line you need to get up to the shack. And two end insulators. High Gain makes those black insulators I have on the end. They're made by High Gain. You need a pair of those. That's really it. And some black Dacron rope.
The ladder line, is there any specific brand or anything? 450-ohm ladder line, is that the correct stuff?
That's probably uncritical. They got 400 ohm, they got 450, they got 600. The 450 ohm is fine. get something that's a fairly heavy gauge. The MFJ, I think, is a number 20 or 22 wire. Generally, you want, if you're going to run high power, you would want a heavier gauge. But a heavier gauge is good because it's mechanically more stable. It won't break. I would not buy the MFJ ladder line. I think I bought mine, trying to remember, it's been quite a, maybe 5-6 years. I think I bought mine from, Bernie, what's the name of that company downtown? Antenna Works. That's where I call, I don't know, are they still in business, Bernie? Antenna Works. That's where I bought all the, I bought everything, I, as I recall, everything came from Antenna Works, except WA1FFL ladder lock, which came from AES.
I got Antenna Works online right now, so looks like you saw a lot of amplifier stuff.
Hey, JD, take a look. See what gauge ladder line. I wouldn't get anything thinner than a 16 gauge. I mean, I've got here, I think, 14 gauge or 12 gauge, but you saw what I'm running.
Yeah, roger that. I'm looking at Antenna Works now. I'm going to download their catalog.
Right, it's just the MF, stay away from the MFJ ladder line. It's very thin. It's like number 20 or 22. It's too thin. I mean, for 100 watts, it's fine, but I don't think it's mechanically stable.
Yeah, I don't think Antenna Works is a good site I got. It looks like linears and stuff, and they only have a catalog.
I got a look for you online. I have to look tomorrow, and I'll come up with something, and I'll tell you what. I'll get you through this. Not a problem, and I'll come by, and I'll help you.
Richie, who's the, is it the coax man? What was the guy's name that wrote the book on cable?
The cable experts. I'm gonna say 73. I'm gonna go to bed. JD, I'll catch you tomorrow. Let me look in the morning and make you up a list. And either I'll catch you on the air or I'll give you a call.
K2ABB. Yeah, and when I get this done, we're going to have to get Barry because there's no way I can get up on the roof. So it'll be like a team effort. We're going to need Barry to do that work up on top because I have no way of getting up there.
Not a problem. Not a problem, JD. All right, let me catch you guys tomorrow. Tell my voice is starting to give out, but I don't know. I've had some kind of a cold or something over the past month. Let me catch you guys later. Bernie, over to you, sir. And JD will catch you tomorrow. I'll make up a list to see where to get what. It's not a big deal. None of this is critical. This is not rocket science, believe me. Bernie, over to you. We'll catch you guys tomorrow in 2 weeks.
Roger that, Rich.
73 is Richie. JD, look up thewireman.com.
Roger that, Rich. 73, and thanks for the help. Yeah, let me look that up right now. Yeah, I see all kinds of ladder line here now.
These guys literally wrote the book on wire. It's called The Wire Book. If you can get your hands on one, do. I'd give them a call tomorrow, tell them what you need to do, tell them what you're looking for, and see if they recommend. These guys have been around a long time, and every year they're the people at Dayton selling wires. A lot of people sell, you know, coax pre-terminated 50-foot sections, but these guys literally are, you know, bringing spools and how much you need, cut it to length, et cetera, and all of the kind of stuff, everything from like 174 to big LMR 400 and 600 kind of stuff.
Yeah, roger that. And the plan's coming together. I got a new rig coming, too. I got a Yaesu ST950 coming.
Oh, JD, you know those 950s are dangerous. I really don't know if somebody, as young as you are, in the hobby should be using that. So how about if I test it out for you for a couple of years?
No problem. I fucked the hobby, so I traded in some camera stuff. You know, so it's going to work out. Got that and an MFJ tuner to go along with it.
Thank you.